We're a large school. We've got a very diverse population. We get students from all around the world speaking many different languages. And we've always taken keeping our students safe and safeguarding as a real top priority. So we've always done a lot of work in schools about how to look after themselves, how to stay safe online, in home, maybe at holiday time, going into the winter. Every level we take safeguarding very seriously. And I think nationally there's been a growing concern that young people might be vulnerable to certain messages, perhaps particularly through social media. So I think schools now have this legal duty to do work to prevent them getting involved with any sort of extremism. But it was a message that we wanted to get engaged with very early on. And we've been developing practice, building up experience, getting staff trained. So it's just something as part of keeping our students safe that we wanted to engage with.
And is part of that working alongside people within the counter-terrorism unit for that advice and support?
Yes, they've been wonderful, drawing on their expertise. And we pride ourselves on being at the forefront of best practice, but we have evaluated some of our forms, our information leaflets, advice that we give to parents. So there have been quite clear ways that we've been able to improve our safeguarding even more than we realised we might be able to. So I think that's quite important that schools stay open to learning. And we've met with other head teachers and we've shared practice and we've thought, oh, that's a good idea. We haven't done that yet. Let's do that as well. So we share what we're doing, but we're always open to new learning.
In terms of the work that's done with pupils, what sort of interaction is there?
Well, we've done specific assemblies. We've done smaller group work, conversations. We're trying to develop resources alongside the prevent teams and trying to identify what's suitable for which age group or a large assembly or what might work best in a small group. There's still quite a lot of work to do on that area so that the best resources can be shared more widely, because there are a lot of resources out there, but it just takes time to identify what works best with which group.
I suppose the importance really is having the staff that are educated in that area, because they're the ones that are working day in, day out with these pupils, and having that sort of confidence with the pupils then to speak to them if they need to.
Exactly. And we do put regular training in for staff. But I think with any safeguarding issue, you need your staff to be vigilant for signs of someone who might not be as happy, who might be a bit more withdrawn, or who might say things that cause you concern. And the big message for staff is to stay vigilant, as with any safeguarding issue, but to pass on information so that staff who've had a higher level of training can have sometimes conversations that are quite sensitive or challenging, and they can take it from there. So the big message for staff is eyes and ears open, pass on if anything at all causes you concern.
I think more schools probably need to follow suit in that sense, don't they?
Yeah, we think it is a priority. Some of the users of social media are highly skilled and they're planning how to use that maybe in a way that a lot of teachers in school couldn't dream of how that might happen. So I think it's really important as part of e-safety and online safety, we look at what are the agendas behind some messages, and that we really encourage children from as young as possible to become critical thinkers, because ultimately they've got to know what to do to keep themselves safe.
Is it nice to know as well that there's that support network around yourself and the school in terms of if something not quite right did crop up, you would know what to do with that and where to go?
It's fantastically helpful. There's some very clear procedures. There's a wide range of highly skilled staff who are aware for phone calls, for advice. We've found that the whole team's really, really supportive, from the local authority, prevent teams, channel, specialist skills, people who've got the same passion to keep young people safe, but very generous with the time in helping us develop practice, understand what the issues are, and keep developing our work.
You know, maybe something or nothing, you know, but speaking out, I guess safeguarding children is the forefront of all this.
Well, that's it. And I think some of the training teaches you there isn't a stereotype. And there's people from all sorts of backgrounds and all different cultures and countries from around the world who are being drawn in to something that could be very dangerous for them. So I think that's the big message. It's something that every school needs to be aware of and build up an understanding of, because the internet is so wide reaching and people can connect up with people around the world in a way that wasn't foreseeable just not that many years ago.